Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Okay, good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, July 20. 2020, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNC. It is a marvelous Monday morning. I don't know what's so marvelous about it, but we got to say something, so let's start with that. Oh, magnificent, magnanimous, or whatever y'all want to call it, but it's Monday. All right, Ray, you see anything out?
Nothing went out over the weekend. Wait a minute. Where are my notes? I don't think we didn't have a weekend update. Yes, we did.
Yeah,
my bad.
You put something out.
Here we are, Saturday, for the weekend update. Today, Iraq was blacklisted by the European Union due to money laundering and corruption that still exists. This can become a big problem for Iraq to gain any international status being on this list. The U.S. saying there's no time set for Prime Minister al-Qaddimi to visit, and today al-Qaddimi is saying it is due to the virus and Trump's schedule. Why there's no time set. That was it.
Okay. So, is that what we're waiting on for the RV? For him to visit Trump?
Not according to the banks.
Not according to the banks. The banks say they're not waiting, but we will see. All right, guys. There's really not a whole lot of information. Not a lot of news coming out today so far. What's going on over there? His visit to Saudi Arabia was canceled because the prince, the king, the monarch, you want to call him, was hospitalized. But they don't know when that's going to be rescheduled. He is still going to Tehran in 2 days, so he is still scheduled for that visit. And they haven't set a date for the U.S., like you said. Probably still going to happen, and we're probably still not going to know about it till he's here or till he's here and gone. Well, it won't be public. I'm not going to say we won't know about it, but it won't be public until then. Nothing at the bank. They're still on alert. They went in at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm going to say supervisors or managers did. They have not staffed call centers or exchange centers. Have not. Even though we talked to some wealth managers over the weekend, they were working Saturday and Sunday, said they were preparing to do exchanges. Now, they obviously aren't doing them today, but tomorrow is another day. They're still on alert. They're preparing exchanges, not doing them today, but tomorrow is another day. I think we gave out the rates Friday, but just to be clear, the $500 million ZIM note is the same rate as all the rest of them. On Friday, I told everybody the rate is 11 to 22 for the ZIM notes is currently what they have. All of them. No difference in the $500 million note now. Even though months ago we were told it was going to be a different rate, Thursday, Friday, they were saying it is the same rate. So it doesn't matter. We're just going to do what we do. Until it's time, we're going to go in and get our money. Okay. We should rate. Did that cover everything?
So far.
Okay.
From what I can recall, yes, sir.
Then let's do it. Oh, wait. Is the call not working? I'm getting people saying they can't hear the call. There's no sound.
Uh-oh. No. Let me see. Did they say what line?
Nope. He just said, I can't listen in on the call. And I got another one saying there's no text. I mean, there's no sound.
Let's see.
The call-in line.
Okay. Blog Talk is not working. No sound on Blog Talk is what somebody was saying now. Yeah. Let's see. Well, that might be the call-in line is not working because it's full. That could be the reason why it's not working.
So they wouldn't be able to hear the call because the line is full?
Well, I mean, anybody that's trying to get in now can't get in on the line because it's full.
They didn't say they can't get in. They said there's no sound on the line.
Oh, well, I'm getting text. Blog Talk isn't working. Okay. No sound on. Okay. But just tell them to disconnect and dial back in. That's the only thing I know to tell them. Because it's working. If you can hear me, Blog Talk's working. And some people are texting me saying that they can hear fine. So whoever is having an audio problem, that would be my first thing, is to tell them to just disconnect and reconnect. Maybe that will fix it.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I don't know what else to tell them to do.
Let's go on.
When quite a few folks are saying it's working. Okay. Judah Tribe 8. The suggestions as to where to purchase silver, eagles, and gold online. I have no suggestions.
Okay, what's next?
Want to comment? Okay. Seven.
Oh, I don't even know why they're asking me about silver, eagles, and gold, but go ahead.
Well, but anyway, I don't know anywhere to pay to get it online today. Ask me again next month. No, I just kidding. 7MMSTW, with continued RV delays, when will the U.S. elections come into play with regards to the release of the new rates?
Man, to be perfectly honest, I'm surprised it took you guys this long to bring it up. It's not in play that I know at all. Shouldn't be, and hopefully, God willing, everything we're hearing, this will be long over before the election time comes. Because it won't even matter. This is not about the U.S. elections right now. I guess if we got close to it, somebody would sure want it to be. But right now, it's not about that. Okay.
Okay. Jimmy and KC says, any more information on the dong being greater later? If so, indication of how much? Well, you gave the rates Friday, right? Can you get a dong rate?
Yeah. I said
yeah, okay.
We gave the rate of $1.36, $1.37 to $2.20. The only information, and I don't mind telling you guys this, sometime in the future, that 220 rate is supposed to be the minimum rate. That could be 5 months from now, 18 months from now, or 2 years from now. But that is projected in the future to be the minimum rate. Now, while I like that, and some banks are telling us we can get that rate right now as a contract rate, and some aren't. I don't care if they give me 137, 187, 197. This is one true time where I will say I'm going to take what they have right now. And by that, I don't mean the minimum, I mean the contract rate. Everything that I can get. Because if I'm waiting 6 months, 2 years, or 5 years, I'll be able to make more money than I waited for. And so would you if you're doing the right thing. But to each his own. Okay.
Okay. Jimmy KC says, your two friends said they got more money by not exchanging the contract rate with the caps and limits. They estimated they lost $200 million but still got more in total. You said you don't intend to exchange in the same way. How does your way differ? Yeah, Lucy, explain that.
All right. First of all, when I said it, I feel they lost $200 million. They felt they gained $200 million. Now, if they take the contract rate and they propose to them, I'm just going to use, let's use the Denari as an example. They say, okay, I'll give you the contract rate on $20 million because that's the limit, $20 million. I'll give you the 28. But on the 60 million or 80 million you have left, I'm only going to give you the 361 because I gave you the contract rate. So somebody do the math while I'm talking. All right, 20 million at 28. 80 million at 361. Because I'm not doing the math, because I'm trying to explain it to you guys. So I got the exact numbers. Okay. So we did 20 at 28 and 80 at 361. Instead, how about I give you the whole $100 million at $8 instead? Or at $10 instead of you taking the contract rate? Because that's an example of what happened. Instead of taking the contract rate on any of it, he got a higher than normal rate on all of it. Somebody sent me the 288, but you didn't send me the 361 times 80. So, and then if you did all of it, $100 million at $10, versus the contract rate, which one comes out better? $361 at 80 is $288. What is the $20 million at 28? Y'all gonna make me do the math myself? Really? It's better when everybody does the math because then they understand how to do it. That's right. So 570 to 88 gives us what? 850. Or if I did the whole 100 million at $10, what does that give me? So which one comes out more? That's why he said he didn't take the contract rate. It's based on the currencies he exchanged, the average rate came out to a higher price. Did that answer the question? Now, oh, what would I do different? I would have took the 28, the 20 at 28.50 and got a higher price. That's what I would have did different. So, and that's what I was saying. Trust me. I would have did both. If you want my money, we're going to do this. And why not? It's just more money I'm going to leave with the bank. More money you get to make, more money I get to make. But anyway, that's just how I negotiate. He did something different. All right, what's next? You still there?
Okay, here we go. Friday, you said after they count the money, you would separate the money, put away what I need to put away for humanitarian projects or to get my percentage. The rest I will put in three separate accounts. The question is, what are those three separate accounts?
The dinar, the dong, and the zim. I said, even though I would invest them, use them, put my money to work, I put them in three separate accounts. Just in case they were taxed or one was taxed and the other two weren't, so it would be clear. And I would do it again, put my money to work, so I would have the flexibility of pulling it out and paying the tax if I needed to.
Late Freight says, do you think it will be beneficial to use the open mic formula to start investments for monthly income? I don't remember exactly which one you're referring to as far as the open mic formula. I'll have to look at that again. All right. Love for Texas says, have you heard if there will be a 48-hour delay for us to go after Iraq announces their new rate? Have you heard that? That's my question. Love for Texas, since they want to ask us. I think if we heard it, we would
have. I haven't heard it. I'll tell you what I've heard, what I've always heard. 2 hours after the 800 numbers come out, they want people going in doing exchanges because that's the process. And I'm talking to exchange locations. Guys, man, stuff bothered me this morning, and you just brought it because people just put all kind of things out there that just really don't make any sense. Years ago, Iraq wanted the rate, and they wanted 72 hours in country. Well, that's when nobody even knew about it. Nobody was looking for it. We were barely just learning about this thing ourselves, and they wanted to do what other countries had done before and get it processed. Now, we have over 10 million people here who know about it, been waiting over 10 years for it. When it happens, and the way that it's happening, they're now on Forex. Everybody's looking at Forex. How do they hide it for 48 hours, 72 hours, or anything else in country? When you have you, me, and I don't know, 5, 10 other gurus or whatever, all out there looking for it every day, have sources that are going to spread it. How do they hide it in country? I mean, does that make sense to anybody? No. Because once it hits 4X, 4X can't hide it. Even today, with what everybody said was going to happen on Sunday, they can go on 4X, they can invest, they can bid, they can sell, they can do everything you and I can do, and they're teaching them how to do it. Then how do they hide it for 48 hours when it's on a world network? I mean, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody. There's no way to do it. There's no way for it to be operating the rate change on 4X where only one country can see it. You know what? That makes about as much sense as last week, week before last month, these idiot gurus telling you guys the RV already started. It started back east. It started in Hong Kong. China's already paying their people. Europe is already paying their people. We're going to see it in a couple of days, couple hours. Hell, it's been a month. We don't see it. Why do you guys even think that is possible? And it is keep putting out the same thing over and over again, telling you it already started. Well, how many times can it already start? How many times can they be paying people in other countries and hundreds of people and we're going to see it the next day and, oh, wait a minute. I know. If you give me a hamburger today, I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday. I'm just not going to tell you which Tuesday, right? Anyway, what's next?
Believer 2 says, until we can exchange the ZIM for 11 or 22 cents, what about the general public?
I don't even understand that question.
Until when can we exchange the ZIM for 11 or 22 cents? Sorry, I missed one word. Until when? I guess how long will we be able to do that? And then what about the general public?
Okay, I haven't gotten any limits on the ZIM at all. Nobody's told me you got 10 days to do this, you got 5 hours to do this, you got 6 months to do this. Normally when a currency is being changed or even wiped out, you have up to 2 years to do it. I have gotten exactly no limit on that, and the general public is going to get the same thing we're going to get. Guys, we're just going ahead of the public because we know about it. They wanted to get us out the way first. So when we get the notification and they're making appointments for us for 10 days, anybody walking, breathing on the earth can exchange at that time if they know about it. They cannot restrict Joe Blow from exchanging. He wasn't on the call on Wednesday when we made the announcement, or Friday morning. So now he has to wait the 10 days. As soon as a person finds out about it, they will be eligible to walk in and do their exchange. Call the 800 number, which is only supposed to last the 10 days, or go to their bank and get scheduled to go do the exchange. That's how the process is going to work. What's next? And I just hate these guys to give me such terrible information, things that don't even make sense, trying to make themselves look important or the opportunity look important. This is here for all of us. And when it opens up, start dialing that bank number, whether the 800 number or your local bank. They're going to give you the information. And they're not going to tell you you got to go through Guru Tony or Ray or any other idiot out there. They're going to say, how can I help you, sir or ma'am? And they're going to do their job. I promise you that. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay. Also, if someone can't exchange until the public goes, will they likely just be offered the 47 cents at a bank for the V&D, and they will not be offered any of the higher in-between rates?
No one within the sound of my voice or otherwise is going to be offered the contract rate when they walk in the door. If you don't ask for it, you're not getting it. Now, I got a guy pending over $300 million. He didn't ask for the contract rate. He didn't even know. We were talking about it, and I asked, did you get the contract rate? Or what is it? I told him. He called his wealth manager back, and he said, oh, you know about that? He didn't even offer it to him. So then that's when they made the deal. Well, instead of doing that, I'm just going to give you this rate for all of it. If you don't ask for the contract rate, you won't get the contract rate, period. Can't stress that enough. All right, what's next?
Okay, Sunstar says, Tony, the two people that you know of that negotiated their currency at the bank last week, was one of the currencies the bank accepted the $100 trillion and $50 trillion 2008 AA Zim notes?
Yeah, they accepted the notes.
Which one was it, the 100 trillion or the 50 trillion?
They accepted both notes.
Okay. Any new private exchanges over the weekend or public exchanges that you foresee this week? Oh, wait a minute. Let me read that. Any new private exchanges over the weekend or private or public exchanges that you foresee this week? Okay.
I was trying to foresee us going this week. As I tell you guys when the call started, he said he was working and preparing to do more exchanges, which he thought would be this week. So, yes, that was direct from the wealth manager. That's what he was doing on Saturday. So, yes, I do foresee more coming.
In us, meaning the group of people, not you and I. Correct?
Yeah. Us, meaning all of us, internet, all of us who hold currency. He was expecting things to open up this week, and he was preparing his clients that he knew would be coming in, but he's expecting it for all of us, not just me and Ray. I tell you guys, 100 times, 100,000 times, the last 10, 12 years, I had at least five, if not more, VPs from different banks, even higher government officials tried to get me exchanged over the years, and it went way up the chain, I can tell you. And I got a phone call, you are not exchanging until this event is done. And they simply said, somebody's banging on something. You hear that?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. They simply said that too high profile, too many people would know, it's not going to happen. So trust me, guys. If you're not paid, I'm not paid. And even when you go in the very first day, I'm still not going to be paid. I can tell you that right now. So, but we'll do what we do. You guys are just going to get rich before I do, become millionaires and billionaires. But sooner or later, I guess they'll let me do mine. All right, what's next?
I have contractors outside my office window. So that's what the bank is. All right. This next question, I go back on mute. Is the CBI in Iraq saying anything on TV or billboards to the citizens about releasing the new fields and coins?
They are not saying anything about the Iraqi dinar. They're not doing any educations, motivations, announcements, or anything else about the dinar. I tell you what they are doing, though, because that was a great question. Telling people not to buy the Iranian rial. They're telling them, don't go and buy all of Iran's money, because that's what they're doing. Iraqi citizens are now exchanging for the rial as an investment, like we are the dinar. They're doing it so much, they had to put out an announcement, had an article telling them to stop buying the rial for investment purposes, thinking that you're going to make money. And I was laughing at it when I saw it, okay. So now Iraqis have their own dinar situation, which is Iran. Somebody has told them this is about to happen, and because the Iranian rial is at, I think, 2.5 million. Shoot, I forgot what the rate was. I think it was, all right, anyway. It's enough that they are, somebody can go look it up, that the citizens in Iraq are now buying it, thinking they can have an opportunity to become rich just like we did. And if the rate is what we were told it was, it would, because they wouldn't get the in-country then. With the real, they would get the international rate, which would make them a hell of a lot of money. So somebody let the cat out the bag, just like we learned. They now know and are making investments, which I loved it when I saw it. But the government is trying to talk them out of it already, telling them don't do it, doing exactly what they tried to do with us with the dawn a couple years ago. Remember, they tried to stop people from buying it. You had to show them you were going overseas, what you needed for. That's what they're telling their people this morning. If you can't show a reason for it, you don't need to buy it. You can only buy it on a limited basis. But the reason, the rich are going to get richer, as always, because they can say, I'm paying for my imported goods that we're importing from Iran every day. Or I'm buying this. Or, you know, it's an interaction there. So they have a better opportunity for their rich to get richer. It's still the common Iraqi that they're going to be trying to hold down again from making what we know is going to be a great investment, because it is going to revalue at some point. All right, what's next?
Okay. Chicago says, with the prime minister not coming to Washington, will it affect the RV?
No, we're going to have the RV. We're going to have it. But nobody said he's not coming to Washington. We just don't know when he's coming to Washington. That's all. Okay, what's next?
Will NDAs be required on all rates above the international rates or just the high contract rates?
An NDA should be required on any rate above the Forex rate. Should require an NDA of some sort. Now, I'm not saying it's the NDAs we were going to do for the contracts, but you should get an NDA for anything above the normal rate. The bank should give you some type of NDA. Okay? Whether the husband and wife need to sign it, again, it would make common sense because you're both on it, for them both to sign that NDA. All right?
Okay. Samadhi says, is there any way to buy silver and gold without the government knowing about it? If there is, we wouldn't tell you, not on this call. But I don't know if anyway you can do anything without the government knowing about it.
Oh, there's ways to do it. But when they find out, do you want to pay the price? Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Ready? Little Dog says, okay, can you update us further on the European blacklist? Okay, you talked about that already.
No, I didn't.
No, I thought you did in your opening statement. Because I, okay.
Well, it's okay. Iraq has several countries that are part of the European Union who are vying for them. We're trying to get them off the list. They're supporting them, saying that they shouldn't be up there. They haven't been removed yet. But even Germany, who is in charge of the union during this year or this cycle, has told Iraq they agree they shouldn't be on the list. But as of this moment, they have not been removed. It has just been requested and suggested that they be removed. Is it going to hold up the RV? Because that's the next question. I don't know if that's what's holding it up or not. They are part of the RV. Those countries wouldn't be able to exchange as long as Iraq's on that list. So I would think we need them removed. But I think that could happen at any given moment. Okay.
All right. Somebody found some article. Well, it looks like I can't pull it up, though. That they posted it in our forum. Where Iraq was removed from the list, or at least somebody
the article
says it was.
The article reads like Iraq was removed. That's what it suggests. The title of the article. Read the article.
Yes.
Go to the last paragraph, and you will see they have not yet been removed.
Got it. Okay. Nineball says, if someone has a 10K dinar note, will they still have to call the 800 number if the rate is $3.61? Or can they just go to the bank and get the buy rate?
They can just go to the bank. It's under $100,000. The bank has to get approval. They can probably do your exchange. If that's what you have, a 10,000 dinar note, I walk right to the teller and say, I want to exchange this. They'll call over whoever does foreign currency, run through it, get their approval, deposit the money into your account. Shouldn't be an issue. The only people who really need the call, I mean, like that, the 800 numbers, if you're trying to get the contract rate, because the teller cannot give you the contract rate.
It'll take us to live Q&A, folks. 727 area code. You're first.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Tony. I know.
Good morning.
Number 14 in your program, number one in your heart. How about that?
Okay.
I used to tell my mom that, and oh, God, she'd laugh and giggle. That was a long time ago. Anyway, when I heard 14 minutes, 57 seconds, I thought, what in the world just happened? I knew I'd get on first, man. I got so excited I forgot what I was going to ask you. But that's not true. Okay. Anyway, I guess the first question is, there's no rioting going on at this point, yes?
No, I heard there was some rioting going on today. But it was about living in 120-degree heat. Wasn't about no jobs, money, anything else. They want some air conditioning.
Uh-huh. So they're getting irritated with the fact that they still have to wait.
They get irritated with the fact that they aren't seeing anything done. Nothing's changed, and it's just like everything else. When you're miserable physically, you're going to get miserable mentally.
Yeah.
And it's hot. And every day going through that is getting worse, and they're not seeing anything change.
Is your sense of it that how they will work it in country, that they'll do a one-to-one with the dollar because they're used to spending the dollar? Does that make sense to you?
Because they're used to spending the dollar. Well,
right.
I don't think that's the reason it's going to go one-to-one. It's going to go one-to-one because they were trying to get the dollars off. And listen, if I'm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday having to give you 1,000 dinar for every dollar, and Friday you tell me, just give me one of those for every dollar, am I going to be excited? Oh, yeah. Am I going to be happy?
Yeah.
Ecstatic because of the rate and everything that just changed. But is it going to make me a multimillionaire? Absolutely not, because they already tried to pull all the high ones off, the 50,000, 25,000, that. Okay, 100 dinar, $100 worth, one for one. But you got to remember, when the RV happens, the dollar will no longer be used in country, period. It's going to be strictly dinar. So it's giving them the value, and actually a higher value, once they change the rates. So it has nothing to do with them used to doing the dollar, because it's going to be the same thing paper for paper. It's just the value's going to be ready. They're going to love the dinar so much more than they do the dollar. It's going to buy so much more.
So, and there's no real reason for them not to go. Nothing should be holding them back. Is that true? Do you believe that?
No, there's no reason for the citizens not to do it, as every said, be holding them back, or even the country. The RV itself, and if they're holding it back for the corruption, which they're trying to get control of, because they don't want the value to change, and then Iran to get all the money, or the militia to get all the money, or all the crooks to take all the money Iraq just got and get it out the country, and funding terrorism and everything else. And that's why they're always trying to close up all those loops first. Remove those people that are in those positions to move the money. Secure the borders like he's doing right now to make sure where the money goes. So these were always things that had to be done. Now, can they close 100% of the holes or the loops before it happens? No. But what they can do is have 100% of the laws in place, and they still have one financial law they haven't done, in order to arrest, raid, lock down people's accounts, and those things that they are looking to do. Make sense? I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, we lost him right then. He dropped off.
He's
satisfied.
Sometimes. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. 404, you're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. I hope my volume level is sufficient for you. I've been having trouble with my phone. Is that okay?
Yep, sound normal.
Sounds good.
Okay, fine enough. I was going to congratulate 727 for getting, or 727 for getting on. Too bad he dropped off. He beat me by 2 seconds today. I have a couple of questions for you. In your opening remarks, Tony, you had given us the update with respect to the status of the call center staff and the exchange center staff, the fact that they had worked over the weekend. You really didn't go into the detail in terms of the subset of the Texas situation. I always find that intriguing. So what was the status with your Texas counterpart?
Okay. So we're clear. The call centers and the exchange centers did not work over the weekend. They are not even manned. The wealth manager worked over the weekend preparing for what he said is going to happen, or he thought was going to happen sometime this week. So that was wealth managers. The manager for the exchange center went in this morning and had to go in early. All the managers had to report in between 6 and 7. Again, not the staff. And okay. Texas is still on high alert, just so you know.
Just high alert. So they weren't going in terms of the supervisors and the managers. They're just on high alert.
They're just on high alert.
Okay. Okay. And that was an important clarification. I appreciate that. As far as the information that had been shared all last week, it seemed like we were in a crescendo going into the weekend and that by now we would have been streaming into the exchange centers and the like. What's been the reaction of your sources in terms of why we are still on the pre-RV side of all this? Have they shared any of their frustrations that we're having or explanations?
No, not this morning, nobody has. No, I mean, you know, they all say we'll have some information this evening because everybody will after they go through it all day. But
okay.
No, not what's going on or they're frustrated about it because nothing happened yesterday. You know, Forex opened normally. Iraq can trade on Forex. No big deal. No rate changes. Nobody called in after the market opened or last night. So now everybody's just trying to say, what's next? We thought we'd be going by now. If it's not happening Sunday evening, it's definitely not happening Monday morning. So I can tell you guys that. Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't start Sunday evening, not Monday morning. So everybody then automatically goes to Tuesday anyway. Then let's see if it happens by Tuesday. Let's see what happens. Okay?
Well, it's interesting. The Tuesday, at least we've seen things in print that the Iraqi delegation headed by the Prime Minister is to be heading tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon, to Iran. And they've listed in some of the publications the people who are accompanying him, you know, comprising the delegation, including Minister of Finance and also the Director General of the Iraqi Trade Bank. In all the list of names, there isn't anyone seeming to be representing the CBI. Have there been any feedback commentaries from your folks in terms of who is comprising the delegation and if that has any kind of impact on what we're looking at, that they leave the CBI folk back on Iraqi ground and they all go off elsewhere and then he pulls the strings while they're all visiting Iran and then on to the U.S.?
Nope. I haven't heard anything like that. I haven't heard that's the reason for, you know, nobody representing the CBI. But I don't think what they're going to Iran for has anything to do with CBI, has anything to do with the rate change or what the rate's going to be or anything of that. It's just them doing business, how they're going to do business, making sure they're still engaged with each other. And Iran wants to feel like they're the priority for Iraq, with good reason. And you guys know, when Iraq was going through their issues with the U.S., Iran stood with them. Stood beside them, wasn't for them to be in worse shape than they are now. Iran has always said, we need you to do the same thing we did for you, even though it's not quite working out that way, because they're taking advantage of them. But that's all that meeting is about, guys, is Iran reestablishing themselves because everybody else is trying to get in now. You see the UK is in Iraq, China's in Iraq, the U.S. is in Iraq, and Iran is slowly getting squeezed out, and they're trying to get back in. They see what al-Qaeda is doing. We're doing away with the militia, taking control of the borders, changing the import-export rules. So they're trying to get their place in, and that's all that's about. Not really about the RV at all.
Thank you for reminding me that I'm watching this through rose-colored glasses that are just saying RV, so thank you for that clarification. And 10 days from whenever this does happen, if it were to happen on a good Tuesday, like you were saying, we'd still see this in July if that were to tomorrow on our 10-day TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. But whenever it is, that's going to be a great time, 10 days post-RV. And again, thanks for helping us connect all the dots. Have yourself a great monumental magical Monday. Money coming to us Monday. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. 954 area code. You're next.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony, and thank you for taking my call. Before I ask my question, I just want to clarify something. On Friday's call, Ray, the first question you got to on not the call-ins was M. Riles wishing his friend in Florida with a New York accent a happy birthday. That was me and Tony. No, Wisconsin, as you mentioned, has nothing to do with me. So I just wanted to
I didn't
to
think
clarify.
It was you, though. I thought it was the lady from Wisconsin. And her mother, who moved to Florida. I didn't think it was you.
No,
okay.
It was me with the Brooklyn accent.
Okay.
To get on to my question, Ray, with the post you made about the about Iraq and the list that they're on, after you posted that, Tish Wash, I think, posted the article and said that has since been debunked and that the article was old. So if they are still in the same position, Iraq, why did we get these dates like Friday being the date we should have RV'd? Why are we on such high alert if they are blackballed in Europe? Wouldn't they have to, wouldn't that have had to have ended for this to RV?
Boy, I'm glad you asked Ray that question.
Well, it's for you and Ray, so either one of you feel free to jump in.
Man. Absolutely. I agree, because I don't think, just like when we had them on the list, nobody would do it. I don't think this will happen as long as they're on that list either. But that's why I said, nine countries have already suggested they be pulled off the list, which could happen at any moment in time. You got to think about this, though. When was the first time we found out they were even on the list?
The first I found
so,
out was Saturday when I read Ray's tweet.
Okay, so we found out they were on the list on Thursday. Things happened on Friday, and now they're trying to get them off the list. So, yes, everybody was preparing to do this because nobody knew they were on the list. Okay, well, a week and a half ago, supposedly, I take that back, they were on it and they were going to be removed. But Thursday, we found out they were never removed. So everybody was preparing for this to go, still could be, because most of the people who are part of the European Union are suggesting they be removed. We just don't know what moment in time that's going to happen.
And what will it take to get them off the list? Is there a vote anywhere to get them off? Is that part of the UN? How can they be taken off the list? Countries want them off, but how do you physically go about doing it?
I have no idea. It's the European Union. And they probably have a meeting, go through the circumstances that got them put on the list, make sure those are corrected, and remove them. So I would think they had to have a meeting go through it and then vote. But I don't know how the European Union operates when they put somebody on a blacklist.
Okay. Years ago, I've been on this 8-9 years already. And over the years, when you have given us information on things we needed to have, things we needed to ask the bank for, one of them was clean and clear certificate letters in case we wanted to go and purchase land for a house or purchase a car, hand them one of those certificates. Is that still necessary today, 9 years later?
Well, it's always suggested, okay, and it's always been necessary. It has nothing to do with 9 years ago or 9 days ago. When you're moving that kind of money, you didn't have it last week, you have it this week. Most people want to know, where did it come from? Is it legal money? With a letter from the bank, you can justify that. That's the only purpose in that letter.
Okay. And my final question is, at the exchange, because you mentioned today that anything over and above that Forex rate, you mentioned that it might require an NDA. If you are in a position where your spouse cannot be trusted at the exchange to not intimidate or be rude to the person you are negotiating with, can you, because there is a situation, I have someone whose husband is on medication because of mental problems, and he does have a problem with the way he talks to people. So can you leave him outside the exchange and only have him brought in to sign that NDA so you are not ruining your negotiations with the banker? Or does he have to sit there through the entire exchange?
Well, you're going to have to talk to your exchanger, your wealth manager, whoever you're working with, explain the situation to him. But listen, in all honesty, and a bunch of you guys listen, because I laugh at a lot of this, because, I don't know, I just feel better when I laugh sometimes. And life is just like that. But people have different situations, things that come up. You also have to realize if your husband is standing outside the room, you're negotiating for millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, and he already has a situation, an attitude, don't you think that might make it even worse for when he goes in there to sign? I mean, now you done did all this stuff in secret, I don't know, and you just want me to come sign my name? You didn't want me to be involved in it at all? So if I was in that situation, I would probably try to get power of attorney or something because of his mental capacity and then go in there and take care of the business myself rather than having somebody standing outside the door just getting madder and madder. Because then when he comes in there and you want him to sign, and wait, I got some questions before I just signed. Now is the wealth manager upset? I just went through this with her. Now I got to go through it with you and go through this anyway. So I kind of would think that thing through a little bit if I was in that situation. But I know there's other situations. There's, you know, lady texts me and said the same thing. Hey, I'm leaving my husband just as soon as the ink is dry. I'm like, okay, so how you going to work that out? I don't know. So, I mean, I know everybody is going through something and there's things to do, but these are one of the situations where you really got to think it through. And, guys, that's what I try and do in every situation. I think I told you guys that years ago. I don't care if it's an investment opportunity or it's going to wash my car. I think when I do this, what's the reaction? When I do this, what's the reaction? What's this? And I try and do, just like I tell you guys, I'm thinking about the next 10 generations. I try to go 10 steps out. Action, reaction, action, reaction, action. Oh, wrong thing. Let me go back, start over. And I try and work that through before I do anything. In your situations, everybody else's situations, You got to think, get into the appointment, what's going to happen. When I walk in the door, I send him out here, in there. I tell him to go do something else while I'm doing this. I mean, those are things you have to think. I don't know his mental capacity, but you have to know that in order to get him in there to calmly sign that signature and walk back out. Or work it, like I said, get the power of attorney and go through it. But those are things you have to think of way far in advance so you're not reacting. I know what to expect all along the way. That's going to make a smooth transition. Your wealth management say, man, she had that worked out. You know, we can sit here and talk about getting the highest rate, what to do, everything else, and everybody's just going to love it. But you can't just say, I'm going to go do this. Because every action has a reaction, and that's what you need to be prepared for, the reaction.
Okay, and one last thing before I hang up. This is final. In your opinion, yours and Ray's, what are our chances for the month of July with that one law not being passed and them on that blacklist? How do we stand for this month?
Well, guys, it's the 20th of the month, so there's only 11 days left. But it doesn't take anything for this to happen. It could happen real quick. I mean, the dates are already set. From my understanding, they're trying to have it done by the end of the month. So I don't know when, but by the end of the month. Nobody's arguing it. He's traveling. He's not staying in country, fighting Parliament, fighting over any laws, fighting to get the budget done, even though budget article came up again Friday. He's going out the country doing congratulatory, doing negotiations with saying everything in country is done. We're just waiting until we get to the point to do it. And that's all I'm looking at. So I feel there's every opportunity to do it because all it is some announcements. Everything that needs to be done is done. They just haven't announced it. Right?
Okay. All right. Thank you both. I appreciate it. I'll let it go to the next caller and have a great Monday. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. 208 area code. You are on. 208. 713. You're on.
Just to pick it up
where
we left off.
Okay, 714 area code. You're on.
Hey, that comes after 713. Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. This is Robert from OC.
How are you?
I am fantastic. I think we need to, it sounded earlier like we needed Hans and Franz to pump you up a little bit, Tony. You sound like a little bit down after the weekend non events. So.
Okay. What's going on?
And with all of you have a spousal situation, I've got one as well. And not sure how to handle that. But when the time comes, I'm hoping that the NDA won't have the amounts on there, just that there's going to be something. Because like a number of years ago, there was $7,000 I put in the checking account. She about what's how come there's so much money in there? So when there's gazillions in there running around, she's going to short circuit and probably have a heart attack.
Well, yeah, that's not good.
So I have to figure out how to do that. But on the dong situation. Wells Fargo is still the same. They cannot sell it, and they have no clue. There's no updates. They have no clue of what's going on or in the future. And because of something, I think it was on Tish's, that was a godwoman who put on there about that on Friday, she went to a CXI, Currency Exchange International, and they had no currency to sell. I said, that was interesting. So I called mine up, and of course they're closed because in the state of California, all indoor malls are closed. And one of the main places in Santa Ana is an indoor mall. So when I called, the call went to Central, which is a gentleman said he was in Florida, and he said that, yes, a number of their locations were closed, and some were still open, but that he could not tell me anything about inventory or rates, what was available. I thought that was strange. So I did some looking on the site, and I found that Ontario was open. That's about 45 minutes for me. And I was, it took me several calls, and I finally got a hold of the gentleman. He said it is correct. They have no rupiah, they have no dong, they have no dinar, nothing. None of those are available at all. And he says it's probably going to be in at least a couple of weeks before they have anything, according to his information. I questioned him a little bit further about where they get their money from. He says, is there a central location you get it from corporate, or how does that work? He says, well, they get it from vaults in the different regions, and then they also get it from overseas. So right now, the cupboard's pretty much bare about where you can get currency from. So it's interesting. I like it. I also like what you said about the wealth managers preparing for the exchanges. That's something that I haven't heard recently. And that China video, Tony, was great. I loved that. So had to watch it in a couple of increments to finish it. Yeah. Well, I was in China twice on business. When China, this was about 20 years ago, it was in early 2000. And at that time, they had come light years from where they were, because they were able to do their independent businesses and be kind of free of the autocratic oversight for the most part. And people were making a ton of money, but they were still on the cash system at that time. And we're not anywhere near where they are now. And I was in Beijing and Shanghai, and then outside of Shanghai in Wujian. And it's just amazing what they've done in such a short amount of time. Just remarkable. And wow, to say the least. On the Zim rates. Okay. It's now 11 to 22, and at 22 is still holding. We don't get to 26 or 36 cents, even if we have 10 or more, correct?
I can't tell you if you want to get negotiating. Yes, I can tell you that he said you need 10 or more to get to 22 cents. Now,
okay.
I'm not going through every scenario. I can't tell you guys if you have 15, they'll give you 28 cents. Or if you have 40, they'll give you 31 cents. That's something you guys are going to have to negotiate when you go in there. But right now, to get 22 cents, you need to have at least 10 100 trillion notes or the equivalent thereof.
Okay. And what I based my purchasing on was that on the dong. Was that I based it on a 137, and that I had enough dong at the 137 rate to meet my minimum goal, what I was wanting to get out of the entire exchange. So that was my focus, and I've done that, and I'm comfortable with that. And Tony, you were mentioning earlier about all the dumb things that are on the floating around on the web. You probably saw this one about the SWIFT going off tomorrow, being no more SWIFT. I certainly don't think that's going to happen in any way, shape, or form. On tomorrow, I don't think you do either.
No, I don't. And no, the banks don't. And we'll see no difference, even if it did. But it's not going to happen. All right.
Absolutely, it'll be no difference because the money's going to be the same either way. Absolutely.
Yep.
And with that, both of you and everybody else on the call, have a fantastic rest of this marvelous Monday, and hope to see you soon somewhere exotic with a drink with an umbrella in it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, Ray, hold on for a minute before we go to the next caller. All right.
Okay.
Good. All right. Listen,
yep.
guys.
All right.
I sent you guys the China video YouTube. So not just to broaden your horizons or open your mind or think outside of the box about what we're doing, not just about the relationship that the U.S. has with China, what you're being told versus what's actually going on in the real world, growth and everything else. But to start thinking about some of the opportunities that you yourself can have in life and present to the people around you in your world. So I'm going to share a goal and vision that I had a couple years back that you guys can actually think about yourself. So back, actually when I started this, I was involved in some windmills, an opportunity to get involved in windmills. And we were trying to build a factory in St. Louis. And yeah, we could have bought the land. This is me and a group of people. We were trying to build the factory because St. Louis was going to give us 10,000 homes. 10,000 homes for $200 a piece. Because if you guys been to St. Louis, you'll understand the whole reason behind that. So we had to rebuild the project is what we're trying to do. And the windmill farm is moving from Reno to St. Louis. So we're trying to move the farm, get the houses, and get the land right there by the railroad tracks and everything, you guys familiar, to rebuild parts of St. Louis. But at the same token, we were trying to get contracts with 9 countries to do these windmill farms with. My idea was to go in the middle of Africa, pick an area, because we were doing Blacks Without Borders. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that or not. There's Doctors Without Borders, And it's where you go to any place around the world and help them in different areas. So I was going to put up a couple windmills, and, you know, they're less than $100,000 a piece. So I put up the windmill. We're going to put up one satellite dish, one windmill, and bring water, electricity, and television to somewhere it wasn't. But what did that do? The China video should have shown you. They took a village, if you're watching this video, and turned it into a city in less than 20 years. A village into a city, which is exactly what I was talking about way back then. If we could just bring electricity, you can bring water, you can bring that. Now we can start putting up buildings. Now we can start putting up houses, stores, everything. Oh, it's like, what's that game that they got that you see on the commercials all the time? Where they build a city from the Stone Ages to the modern age? Anyway, it was reality. I said, if we could put up 3 windmills, we could build a city in the middle of the desert if we had enough wind. Anyway, but we could do solar on the windmills too. Anyway, my reason in telling you guys all this was you're going to have money like you never had. You're going to have opportunity like you never had. You're going to be able to do things like I told you throughout the years and have a Shark Tank, one of your own cities, counties, or states where there's opportunities for you to get involved in and build something out of nothing if you don't throw this money away. You can be the foundation for so much growth in your city or in your community. Hey, you don't have to build the whole city. Put up a couple buildings, bring in a couple new opportunities, and change your entire community. Put up a park. Put up a community center. Change all the kids' education and growth in your community. You can change the whole picture. You got to have a vision because you're going to have the money. So how do I do it? Oh, I don't have enough money. Nope, we don't have enough. But I know I'm not the only one who bought Dinar, Dong, or Zim. I'm not my only friend. They don't have the vision. I got the vision. We have the money. This is what we can do in our community. If you have the vision, as soon as the RV goes live, you have the opportunity to change so many things. That is the biggest thing I hope you guys got out of that Chinese video. Not that it's new money, because it's all money. Every time you do it, it's going to make more money, because the growth of your community will make you money. The growth of your city will make you money. But the opportunity and something to do it, and how many lives you'll change. That's what I hope you guys saw there, not just the money. But what happened in 20 years from a village became that whole big city. If you guys haven't looked at it, you got to look at it and say, how did this happen in 20 years? Why didn't I know about it? And why isn't it happening in the U.S.? Anyway, just something to think about. All right, Ray, go ahead.
Okay, 314 area code. You are on 314.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
I had a couple. Good morning. I had a couple of questions for you all. First, I was unable to purchase any currency through my bank, and so they don't know that I have currency. Are the 800 numbers the only way that we're going to be notified of the start of the RV, or would you suggest that we go and purchase a foreign currency since the dong and rupiah and all of those other currencies are pretty much unavailable at the bank? Would you suggest that we just purchase one of the currencies and to at least get us on the list?
Well, if I wanted my bank to be calling me, no, yeah, that's what I do. I become a customer of the bank, and I go in and purchase that. If not, I go to my bank, and I go see who the private banker is. Well, man, let them know right now, hey, when this happens, I got a bunch of different foreign currency. Can you give me a call? You guys put me on your list? And they will do it both ways, but the easiest way, of course, is to make a purchase. Because that's where they're going to go first. Who bought this from us? Now that it's revalued, and which way do we need to direct them? That's what's going to happen first.
Okay. So that's the best, basically the best way to do it. Other than that, if we cannot or we do not have the ability to purchase within, because I have an account through Wells Fargo, but they don't have a location here in St. Louis. The closest is Chicago or Kansas City. So for me to go and actually sit down with a personal banker or someone like that, it would take for me to have to take a trip, which I don't mind doing. But I just wanted to know if that's something that I would need to do, which would give me a better advantage of making sure that I'm notified once everything kicks off.
Okay.
Seeing that you all close your form up and all.
Yeah, but here's the good thing. Phones work all over the country. So you can call the foreign currency department and buy right over the phone if you want to buy something. You don't have to go to Chicago or anywhere else. They will go, you give your account number, they'll make your purchase right over the phone. You can call any of those branches in Chicago, they will let you talk to a bank manager, a wealth manager, president, have a conversation with them, tell them the same thing, ask them to put you on their list for when currency's revalued. You don't have to say the dinar. You can say when currency's revalued, give me a call. It's the dong. It's this. It's that. The dinar, they all think you're crazy. But if you say any of the other currencies, then something has happened, then they can put you on their list. Okay?
Okay. All right. That was my question. You answered the other two.
with other callers. So I thank you, and I will let you all go to the next call.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. 281 area code, you are on.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
I'm super fantastic.
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Well,
and yourself?
I'm fine. I was sitting in the car for the longest to wait on you guys so I could go in the bank and pick up my currency, and you called me right when I was getting out. So I'm going to ask my couple of questions right quick before I go in. Tony, do you know if any of the people that went in for their pre-appointments, have they gotten liquid in their accounts, all of their monies yet, or just not yet?
Nope, not yet. They are not liquid.
Oh, okay. And as far as the Forex article that came out last week about Iraq, have you seen that one?
Iraq went on, they're already on Forex, and I was trying to tell people that. You can go on currency any of the currency sites and see the rates, which means they're already there. It was just opening up in Iraq to Iraqis, which it did yesterday, and they are teaching them how to trade on Forex. That's all that was about. It wasn't changing rates, anything else. It was just saying, now we can get on Forex and do day trading like every other country or do investments and everything else, showing them how to set up their accounts and how Forex works. That's all it was.
Well, I just wanted to know if that was pretty legit, a legit article, because, I mean, when we first saw it, we thought that was significant, you know, because this is the first time that they've ever told their people that about the currency itself. So, I mean, don't you think that's pretty, I mean, with you, with all your expertise and knowledge and everything that you know, how significant to you do you think that article is, and now that they're telling their people that? I want to get your opinion.
On Forex?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's just another opportunity of them being international, of them showing that they're growing past oil, everything else. It's just like now, you know, I don't know if you guys are really aware, but the Forex market is $1 trillion a day market. $1 trillion a day. So people here in the U.S. don't even participate. And I'm telling you, it is so easy to go on Forex and make $100 a day. And I told you guys throughout the last 10 years, you can make $100 between 8 and 12 and make another $100 between 1 and 4. And you can do that every day if you just sit there and do what you're supposed to do. But how many people don't do it? So I don't think it was the opportunity. I think the more significant article or conversation they had in Iraq over this weekend was them trying to convince their people not to buy the real when everybody knows something's going to happen. And they're trying to tell their people, don't invest in that. Just like they were trying to convince our people, don't invest in the dinar. Don't invest in the dong. But we don't want all of these common millionaires or toothless crackheads walking around with this money. That's what would happen in Iraq. If they start getting that real right now for millions, for 1,000 dinar, and it revalues, they're going to have rich people walking around everywhere. Because then they get to exchange it back at the international rate, not their rate. And they're trying to prevent that right now. I thought that was more significant than Forex.
Okay. Well, but what I liked about what you said about that article for Forex is that they're international. And that's what we've been waiting to hear for a long time. And that's kind of almost making an announcement public, you know, even though it's not an announcement. You know what I'm saying? So, because we haven't heard that. That's what we've been wanting to hear for years, many years. And now we're slowly but surely seeing a lot of this stuff come out. I think my last question was, as far as as far as the bank being on alert, you're saying that they can't go so many miles away. Does that mean, is that what their alert means? Like they can
they're
only, they got to be.
There are 25-mile restrictions.
Okay. Okay. So when they get that call, they have to come on in or whatever they happen to get it.
Yep.
So if the rate had went live yesterday, just say hypothetically, if it had went live yesterday, the systems that we should have looked at would have been the CBI and what, Forex? Is that where it's going to hit first? Or
yeah,
in
you
order
see
for
the rate
to
change on Forex, CBI.
Oh.
Or you would have looked at your phone and said, did TNT tweet me yet? So, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Other than
I know,
that,
yeah.
we wouldn't be
guys,
here.
Definitely. But I'm just saying, if we're, because, you know, a lot of us are watching it like a hawk. So we go out to Forex and CBI sites, and I just want to know if those were still the correct sites to look at.
Okay,
so,
but listen, you don't have to watch it like a hawk, okay? You guys go on Yahoo Finance, go on Forex, and put alerts on there. They will alert you whenever there's a rate change. You don't have to check it every hour, every 15 minutes. They will send you an alert. It'll pop up on your phone, and you'll know.
Yahoo Finance, okay. Well, that's good. So if it happens, let's just say it does happen tomorrow, Tuesday, since you're saying more than likely it could happen on a Tuesday. It will be in the wee morning hours again, do you think? I know you said that before, that if it happens, it would be in our wee morning hours.
That, yes, that's when they wanted it to happen. And more between 1 and 3 on the East Coast was the ideal time, because Iraq, they wanted it to happen at 8. And I wait when the banks, for the banks open, which I'd be mad as hell if I just spent $100 at 7 o'clock and they changed the rate at 8. But anyway, they have always wanted to be somewhere in that range. So that's where I look at it.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my questions. And let's hope this is our week or at least our month. I'm ready. And I'll talk
all
to
right.
you guys later. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
209, Erica, you are on.
Well, I'm going to say, oh, happy days. I'm not going to sing it because you hate me. But it's coming, and I'm not discouraged. But one of the questions was answered, but I was cleaning out my storage, and I came across the book, Who Moved My Cheese? And I know that's the book that we read about 20 years ago, and I'm just wondering if it's still relevant now.
Yeah, it's relevant for life. What do you mean? When did I tell you to read that book? 10 years ago?
Oh, it's
12 years
about
ago.
10 years. It's been about 10 years ago, and I'm having my junior senior moment because I can't remember all I read, so I'm kind of glancing through it, and I'm thinking, is this still the same book? Because it's written by Spencer Johnson, and he wrote The 1 Minute Manager, and so I'm kind of just glancing through it, and I'm thinking, is this the same book? So I'm assuming it is.
Well, I'm assuming that it is, too. But do we not go through that weekly? I mean, at least monthly, not weekly. Every day we get some information, we get a date, we get a time, we get a situation, and it changes. But we're taking advantage of it. Who Moved My Cheese? Great book. If anybody is doubting, having an issue with it, or is wondering again what's going on, get the book and read it once again. I like the fact that when I first told you guys to get that book, and you know, the author contacted me and wanted to know what was going on, and because somebody had told me he was trying to get a hold of me, and then he did. And I said, I just thought it was a great book. I thought it was a great explanation of life for us and what we're going through. Who Moved My Cheese? The opportunity, and as it is constantly moving, but the fact is, through the movements, we are all growing. So it is a great book to read, I think.
What's ironic for me is when you told us to get the book, I went to the library and got it. I didn't realize my husband had it that was given to him. He was managing a company, and it had been given to him by the owner. So I didn't know I had it. I went to the library and got it. And then talking about my husband, I'm one of those spouses I'd like to be able to leave my husband at home because he's been so negative through all this. Now, he's got the money spent. He's a little bit more of a believer, and he's got the money spent. But I'm like, when we go, I keep telling him, you've got to keep your mouth shut because you haven't been listening to these calls. You haven't been educated, and you're going to open your mouth and you're going to say something. I said, and we're investing this money. He's got it spent, and I'm saying, no, we're investing. So I'd like to be able to leave him home, but I can't. Anyway, after 54 years, so. And then real quick, you said go to Yahoo Finance, but you said something else. I missed something. So go to Yahoo Finance.
I said 04X and set your alerts, and they will alert you when a rate changes.
So go to 4X, set the alerts. What did you say about Yahoo Finance?
Yeah, or you can go to any of the currency sites where you're looking at the rates, and most of them will let you set alerts. So they will alert you as soon as the rate changes, and you can set what rate you're looking for. When it hits that rate, it'll send you out a text alert or email to your phone.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's all I had. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's see. We're going to squeeze in this guy. 610.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, man. I don't care what Ray says. I think he should treat you better than be putting you at the end of the call.
Well, hey, Tony, it's not Ray's fault. I was out driving today, I lost the call, and I had to call back in. So Ray's doing what he does.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it will make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, sir. Time to wrap this one up, Tony.
I'm going to say, I heard some music playing. All right.
Yep.
All right, guys. I know it's Monday. It was a long weekend, probably longer today, but we continue to move forward. All good news, nothing bad. Banks are still on alert. They are still preparing for sometime this week. I am looking to get updated later on this evening. So if it's really exciting, I guess we'll tweet it out. If not, Ray will put updates in the form. But until then, we'll look for you on Wednesday or before. So So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right, Ray.
All righty. That's going to do it for today, folks. We will talk to you on Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
I believe.
The caps are bound down. Your time will get saved.
your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.